So Mordechai has gone into the Rechoyva here and started davening in a very loud way. And he won't be mafsek mitvilosoi, he won't be mekabel to come into the Chatzer to speak to Esther, because he is tvile and he won't be mafsek his tvile. So Esther sends Hasoch, Daniel, but it's a very Mordechai that asks Malze, Malze, Vial Malze. That's where we're up to. Says Perik Dalet Pasuk Zayin. Vayagid lo Mordechai is kol asher korohu. There's a play atzuma. Mordechai told him everything that happened to him. Mikre lichoyre is a maleki musik. Shekolcho baderech. They went baderech mikre. Amalek is toil everything on Mikre. Chazal say that he was Meramis, that this is Amalek. This is Mr. Mikre Ben Mikre. This is Homer. Oh, what's the Pshuta? What's the Pshat? Korohu Lefi Pshuta. Why did he say Mikre? So the Malvim says that a Mikre is something which happens not because of the apparent reason. Something which happens where either you don't know a reason, or what Echor is the reason is not the reason. Over here, Kol Asher Korohu, which Lechoira was that Haman is angry because he didn't bow down, but that isn't the real reason. The real reason is because of the Chet. And that he is the catalyst for this Gzeira. That's just Mikra. Not Mikra, that it was without design from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's not what seems to be the real cause. That wasn't the real cause. And he showed her the whole cheshbon of money, which Haman made a whole cheshbon to be mevatel the shikle koidesh. Ves pas shegin ksov ados ashi nitan b'shushan nash midom. Nosan loy laharus is Esther. Olahagid lo. And he showed her the pas shegin aksa, the posters which had been put up. But he couldn't show her the letters, because he wasn't a recipient of the letters, obviously. The secret letters that he couldn't show her. But this is all the evidence of what's going on. And this is interesting to Loshen. Uletzavo yisoleo lovoy el ha-melech lishchan in loy, ulebakish milifona v'alama. And he was metzave her, a tzivui from a novi, to go to the melech and be mischanin and ask for Klal Yisrael. So till now she's been mekayim the tzivui of Mordechai not to say that she's Jewish. Now she's got to go and the tzivui the bakish melefon of ha'ama. Remember that the ikar chet of Shaul, which has not had a tikkun yet, was he didn't listen to the tzivui. It was lahakshiv meisev achtoiv. And Shmuel told him, listening to the tzivui is better than korbanos. And the taina was, he wasn't mekayim the tzivui. So now we're going to get to the tikkun. Why wasn't he mekayim the tzivui? Because he made cheshbonos. How to be mekayim the tzivui? He'll execute akad publicly. He'll make korbanos before killing the, or while killing these animals. He made cheshbonos. And Mordechai is being mitzaber her to go to the melech now. So we'll see what's her reaction. Vayover hasoch. Vayagil Esther is divrei Mordechai. So he told her. Vatoy me Esther lasoch. Vatetzaveyu Mordechai. She sends him back with the tzivui to Mordechai. So one novi being mitzaber back and forth. And what does she say? Kol avdei ha-melech ve'am medinos ha-melech yoidim asher kol ish ve'isha asher yovo el ha-melech el echotz ha-pnimis asher lo yikorei achas dosoi lo-homis. לבד, מהשם ראשית לא יאמנך ושאב את הזאת, לחויו. Every single person knows in the whole Medina, everybody knows that you cannot go to the king unless you're summoned. And if you do, then you chayev misa, unless he puts out the scepter. And I haven't been called to the melech for 30 days. Now, she says the Gaon, she's telling Mordechai, this isn't ishtadlus, this is stupid. What you're telling me to do is not ishtadlus bichal, it's silly. Because, first of all, I'll be chayev misa. I'll go without being called, I'm going to be chayev misa, to risking my life. If he kills me, I'm not going to be able to be mavakish. And even if he doesn't kill me, he's not going to be interested in listening to what I have to say. I might be lucky to get away with my life, but I'm coming unsummoned, then you're supposed to be summoned. But when is this gezeirah going to happen? In 11 months' time. We're still in Nisan. This is B'shas, the day the gezeirah was made. She says, he's got 11 months. He hasn't called me for 30 days. So there's never been 30 days. I haven't gone past 30 days when he didn't call me. So any day now he's going to call me. And when he calls me, he's going to want me. And he's going to be Misave, Vali Taiva, and he wants me. And that's a Shasa Koisha. And then it's good time to ask. To go today is stupid.
How's that?
Very good Cheshire.
How's that a Tzivui?
I don't know exactly what the tzivui here is. I'm not sure. Maybe the it's a bizzle mashma that she was mitzave him to go. Mitzave him to go. Not so much that she was mitzave Mordechai. I don't know exactly what the lashon mitzave is here. Vayagidu le Mordechai is divrei Esther. So, Vayagidu, what's Vayagidu? She told him she told Hasoch to go back. So Chazal say, he found out and he killed Hasoch. Well, you have a chat there? The Batzatzeh,
right? Kind of,
yeah. What's he saying? He says that she was choshish that Hasoch wouldn't want to tell Mordechai because he's going against Mordechai. Okay, that's a tzaveh. She had to be mitzaveh Hasoch to go because Hasoch, she was choshish that she's going against Mordechai. She's saying, I don't want to do what you say. You know, maybe. That's the Al-Sheikh, he says. But the Maisa, what happened? The Medrash says that Haman killed Hasoch. He saw him going back and forth, and he realized he keeps on going to Mordechai, so he killed him. So, what's going to be now? So somebody else came. Mayagidu. That's what the Russian should say Vayagidu. So he still got the message to Mordechai. Vayomer Mordechai lehoshiv el Esther. Meridikazach. Mordechai says to Esther, Al tadami benafsheich limolek beis hamelech mikol ha-yehudim. Don't think that you'll be able to escape in the beis hamelech mikol ha-yehudim. Maizah, that wasn't what she was thinking, but I think he meant to be sharp to her. If you keep quiet this time, I know that min hashomayim there's going to be a hatzola, because I know min hashomayim this gezeira is only to make us do tshuva, and the gezeira was not bedam, it was betit, as the lashon of Chazal. It's not a gezeira which is mamash going to happen befoil. It's a gezeira which needs a tikkun. We have to be mitachin his head. We have to be chos b'tshuva. But as long as there's going to be a Yeshua, I know there's going to be a Yeshua. That if you keep quiet, the Yeshua will come from somewhere else. But the nafkamina is va'at uveisovich toveidu. you now have the opportunity to be metakin the chet of Shaul, dahainu, to go lefi mait sivui, and to do something which is keneged the cheshboinus, and to be mevatel your cheshboinus, and go because I'm metzave you. The opposite what Shaul did. Shaul didn't listen to the tzivui, made cheshboinus, and changed the tzivui. You go and do this betzivui, and be mevatel all your cheshboinus, and that will be a tikkun of the chet of Shaul. Now, because of the chet of Shaul, that's the shorish why we've got Haman in the world. His Haman be'etzem is a toitzof in the chet of Shaul. Because that night, Agag was Baal Shifcha, and he's descended, Haman Agag is descended from that Maisa, from Agag. So this is mamash going to be the tikkun. But if you're not attacking it, then in Shomayim, this is your opportunity for a tikkun. You won't be metakin. There'll forever be the taina on you because you weren't metakin and beis shol. And who knows if this is not the reason why this strange thing has happened that you became the queen, which is very, very strange. We did all this status that she shouldn't be part of the beauty contest and everything. Mi yodea, if this isn't the Hezbah. The Hainu, it's not the Hezbah, this is to save Klal Yisrael, but it's your opportunity to be mitaken the Chet of Shaul.
Why can't it be to save Klal Yisrael?
Why what?
Why can't it be to save Klal Yisrael?
Because he's saying that you're... If you don't have it, there'll be the Hatzol will come in Mokum Acher. What's the Dafke minute to her? Atu beis avich toved. Why you Dafke? Hatzol will come from wherever it will come. Why you Dafke? Be mitakin the beis avich. No, Batoi me Esther lo shivel Mordechai. So now she's going to. She accepts it. Avada, she's going to be metakin the chet of Shaul, and Ali Deizer imoichik Haman. Save the problem. Be matzah gladisol. And there's another problem. That is the chet of the neishushan that they were nenim isudasa shalosh the rasha, and that's her miyuchadika chelik to be metakin. So therefore, if we're going to be mitaken the big chet, we have to be mitaken the little chet as well. Therefore, comes Esther with her chelik. Lech knois is kol ha-yehudim ha-nimtzeim be-shushan. That was the loshen of the ones who went in the first place. Right? Everybody's nimtza be-shushan. That was the loshen. Ve-tzumu olai v'al-toich le-matishtu shloshes yomim laila v'yoyim kamani v'naroisai otzum kein. 3 days of tigers. Laila v'yoyim. It's not poshim. Uvechein, and then, over el ha-melech, asher lo yichados, chashe ovadati ovadati. And whatever happens, happens. Or, I'll now be going berotzen, as opposed to the other times I went be'oines, and therefore I'll become osa to you, if she was his wife, v'chule v'chule. But that's the tikkun which she's going to make, of the Nenu Misudasoi Shel Oser Rosho. The Maisa, one of these days is Pesach, Lel Seder. And she said, if we're not attacking the Chet, there won't be any more Psochim. By next year, there won't be any more Yidden left. So it's Mutav, there'll be Mavatl, one Lel Seder, and to be Matzel Klal Yisrael. By Ava Mordechai, Mordechai was over. Da'ainu was over. He sent to everybody, they have to fast 3 days. And in Shushan, they were mevatel. They were over. They didn't eat matzah that Pesach. That Seder night, anyway. See, Mordechai, when he knew, Vaistois, he knew that the tikkun has to be now. Because he's talking about, he's told you have to go now. She said, I'll wait. He hasn't called me for 30 days. I'll wait. There'll be another 1 or 2 days. No, you have to go now. He must have known, Baruch HaKodesh, that now is the Zman for the Tikkun. Otherwise, why shouldn't you wait and certainly wait till after Pesach, till after Seder? Why can't I have the 3-day Tanis later? The Gzeira is a long time. It's plenty of time. So it has to be right now. He must have known it was right now. Each one's being mitzaveh back and forth the other, and this is a tikkun of the Chet of Shol.
Why was it 3 days?
Why 3 days?
Yeah.
And not two and not four?
Yeah.
I don't know.
One.
So you're a Maisa, it's an Emerson Maisa. I heard it from the Bala Maisa. There was a goy who was getting close to Yiddishkeit, got more and more close to Yiddishkeit, and he decided, before he knew much about Yiddishkeit, before he knew Yidden, he started finding out about Yiddishkeit, and he knew the Bible very well. He'd been giving shiurim in the church. He was a layman, but he'd been giving shiurim in the church and the Bible. Then he started having lots of questions. When he asked too many questions, they stopped him giving shiurim in the church. They didn't have any answers for him. All sorts of poshita questions which he was asking, like, who decided that Saturday should be changed to Sunday? Or you believe in the Ten Commandments? He wanted to know who had the koach to do it. Is it Raisa, Drabonon? Is it Yeshkoach Biyat Chachomim, the battle? How did they able to change the Ten Commandments? And a few other questions he had is, what happened to all the mitzvahs in the Old Testament? So, he heard about there was such a thing as Tanis Esther. So Tanis Esther is 3 days. So he fasted 3 days, light of a yom, Tanis Esther. And then after that tkufa, he found out about Yidden b'derech nes. I can't tell you now the whole arichus, a very interesting story. He found out about Yidden, and he came to Yidden, and he started getting closer and closer to Yiddishkeit, and they were being mekarev him. And he came to Yom Kippur, so they told him. Somebody sat him down and says, "Listen, Yom Kippur is a very shver task, tanis. Says it's 25 hours." He says, "Yom Kippur, that's not the hard one. Tanis Esther, that's the real one." Tanis Esther. He said, "Yeah, that's the tough one. Yom Kippur, so it's 1 day." And in the end, he told them, "Tanis Esther, I fasted 3 days." So he survived. What?
How do you fast for 3 days?
He did. He managed. He's a strong guy. When he was 18, he was going to be a professional footballer. Part of the nisim that he had in this man's life, he had a lot of nisim. Perhaps the first one was, I think the first game or the second game that he was playing, he broke his knee. And he couldn't play professional football anymore. So in the end, this guy's a good setting. Then people were stronger, Lemaisa. People today, in the last 50 years, people say people are much weaker than they used to be. So on the third day, she put on Malchus. What do you mean she put on Malchus? Big day Malchus. Say in Chazal that she was Loivish, Malchus is a remiz to Ruach HaKodesh. Dahainu, what did she do with the 3 days? She steigt and steigt, complete, total bittel aguf. She got to Madrigas and Yonas in Ruach HaKodesh. Vatamoid b'chatsa beis hamelech ha'pnimis. Noichach beis hamelech. And she went into the beis hamelech pnimis, and it was opposite the beis hamelech. Chazal say she was so shmach, she needed 3 malochim to help her. One kept her face up. She was kibat collapsing. Also from pachat. But in a pliatzuma. What should have happened? Should have come to the chatzar ha-pnimis, the beis hamelech ha-pnimis. Later on, we know Haman came. And there were guards. And the melech asked, "Who's in the chatzah?" So they told him, "It should have been there were guards there, and the guards should have stopped her, and the guards should have told the melech, She's kam illegally. She's chayav misa. But for some reason, v'amelech yoshev al kisei malchusoi bebeis hamalchus noicha pesach habayis. For some reason, they'd moved the kisei, and the kisei was opposite the door, and he was sitting on the kisei in the beis hamalchus noicha pesach habayis. That's not a normal thing. I think I told you once that we once had a tour of the Buckingham Palace. So in the throne room where she has, there's three doors until you can get into the throne room. There's an ante room and an ante room. So you don't have them. The medic doesn't sit, you know, opposite the front door. It's not, you know, Israeli dira. There's no hallway even bichlal. It's a chosh of a place. So why had they moved the kisei? Basich nisht. It's also not a posh to kisei to move. I'm not sure if it was the same kisei, whatever. Maybe they were doing sponger at the time. Whatever it was. Uncle Ponim, he was sitting, noicha pesach amayis. So then the guards didn't come and tell him, vayihi chir ois ha-melech es Esther, ha-malka, omedes mechotze. So he immediately saw her. He first saw her. No sochein be'enov. How she knows sechein? Again, unless she was after 3 days. She shouldn't have been no sechein. Chut shalchein came down and there was filtered out anything which didn't look good. But we made it, she was no sechein. So he set out the scepter. But etzim chazal say, this we didn't see, it's all Hester upon him. Chazal say he didn't want to be, but the thing. The came a malach and pulled his arm and pulled it, the Roshan is 60 amas. Now, what's the pshat that he pulled it 60 amas and didn't see it? Because it's mashma that she was still outside. Vatikrav Esther, Vatikrav Barosh HaShapit. Mashma, she was outside. So we didn't see it. So obviously, can't mean kipshutai that as all of a sudden you saw his arm extend out 60 amas because everybody who had seen it, that would have been a nes nigla. However it looked, that Bar Kochach, he came a malach and he pulled his arm. And Omimela, she was able to survive.
Why didn't he want to see her? I don't understand this whole thing. Like, why? Like,
he had a law. You can't come unannounced. The belt says he had two wives. Vashti wouldn't come when she was supposed to come, and Esther now is coming when she's not supposed to come. You tell it wasn't a nest that he was because he liked her. Okay, we'll say that maybe it wasn't a nest, but the nest certainly Lechoira is a nest that the guards didn't see her first, because then he would have had to deal with the guard. What do you do with the law? She was not Nikra.
And we said that there was like Nosachim was a nest, and also that then he didn't want to extend the Sharvet, but the Malach made him. If she was Nosachim, then isn't it possible that he would just extend the share of it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Misha Omazeh Lo Omazeh. Maybe not. Vayom Eloh HaMelech Maloch Esther Amalko Uma Bakashoseich Ad Chatzi Amalchus V'Nosein Loch. So he realized there must be something very serious if she risked her life to come. So what's your problem? Maloch Esther, and Bakosha, and Roshim says, Alachairim. And what you want for someone else? You must want for something. It must be very, very choshev. So he said, Ad Chatzia Malchus V'Nosein Loch. He's willing to give her Ad Chatzia Malchus, split the Malchus 50-50. Now, how much is she asking for? She's asking for Klal Yisrael, which is not even 127th. There are 127 Medinas, and Klal Yisrael is not even a whole Medina. So I'll call upon him. Even if you say there were more Jews than 127, much as 127 different nations, you say there were. It wasn't 127. Zicha was not Chatzi HaMalchus. Klal Yisrael is not Chatzi HaMalchus. So show Esther. So say what you want. Now this is Mamish, the opportunity to ask. This is what the whole thing. This is what you came for, to be mischanim and to ask. V'atoy me Esther im al ha-melech toiv Yavai Amelech Vahaman Ayoim El Amishte Asher Sisi Lai. She said, no, you come to a Mishte. What does she want this Mishte for? Bais Dois, she saw later on the Gon says Mefurish, we'll see in the Bais Dois, you have to say the same thing, that she saw, she was holding by Malchus, she's holding in Matzav Ruach HaKodesh. Sure, now is not the time to ask for Klal Yisrael. So she had this plan. You invite him to the Mishte with Haman. What was the Cheshbon? There's a Gantz of Machlokas in the Gemara, all sorts of different shittas, and the God said she was Mechavin to all of them. Mechavin to all the different reasons. There are 12 reasons why. One is to get the Melech jealous. One is that Haman should be Mizgaya and state apostle Lifnei Sheve Ga'oin, that when a person before he falls, the Ben Shem pumps him up a bit more. Kol Minei Cheshbonos. Koponim, here is Merumas Yud K Vav K. Yavoi HaMelech V'Homon Hayom. Rosh Tevis Yud K Vav K, but at the beginning of the words. Later on, it's Merumas at the end. Because this is not the end of Homon. This is the godless Homon's beginning, arise to godless. More godless than he had, anyway.
Why is it Dafka these four words?
Huh?
Why Dafka these four words?
Why these words, I don't know. But Vaistois, she was going with that Kodesh Baruch Hu each time, right? You see over here, it's Meramis. Vayom HaMelech, Maru is Homan, Lassu is Tvar Esther. Vayom HaMelech, Homan, and HaMishte, Asher Osso Esther. Vayom HaMelech, Esther, and Mishte, Ayayim. Ma Shei Loseich, Mi Losei Loch. Uma Bakosh Oseich, Adchatsi HaMalchus Seos. Shei Shaila is on herself, Bakosh is on someone else. Again, Ad Chatzia Malchus, no Esther. So now is Mamish the opportunity.
First we say that Amalch put down his scepter, meaning he didn't want to, right?
Yeah.
That's what it means. And now he's constantly willing to give Chatzia Malchus. Does he want to
know? Vice says he wasn't angry.
Right.
Yeah, like,
he was only willing
to give Malchus. I don't know. As we mine more into this, or into the Malach business with pulling out the scepter.
So the Chere laughed after.
The Kasha as well. What?
So the Chere laughed after that, like, the Malach was, it was because he didn't want to, like, it could have been a din in Taiva, like, he didn't have Taiva for Esther right now, he had Arai hadn't called her for 30 days, but, like, didn't mean he wasn't going to be Maratza to her, though.
What? You mean once he let her in, so then he calmed down? What do you mean?
He wanted to be Mekai and whatever she wanted, but he just didn't have Tyler. That was two separate.
I understand.
But she asked.
If he wasn't angry with her, then he should have put out the scepter himself.
Because at the Chariot, that's like that was a din in Tyler, no? She thought that if she the whole Chados thing, the Shavazti or Vavati. She's going to become also to Mordechai.
Yeah.
See, when she goes to the Melech, when he accepts her, that's going to be. That's going to be that he wants to be Mazana with her. Which is not.
So?
But he still wanted to do what she asked. It's a separate thing.
No, I'm not sure. I'll call upon him now, she should ask. So what do we have? Vatan Esther. Vatoimar. Shelosi uvakoshosi imotsosi chein b'nei ha-melech v'imal ha-melech toiv losi ze shelosi vasoi ze vakoshosi. What's this? All the arichas? Was it the Tisha Kabin sicha? The women took Tisha Kabin? It's a ganz arichas. What's the pshat here? Elamai of the gone, she was mispalel the whole time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she saw the whole time, no min hashamayim, it's not the time. So then what she say? Yovah HaMelech v'homen al HaMishneh asher eseh Elohim u'moch eseh b'dvar HaMelech moch HaMishneh. And now she said eseh Elohim, she didn't say loy. No, I am. She was Mashveh Homon with the Melech. And who heard those words? Who heard that word very much? Vayetze Haman vayomahu samech v'toiv leiv. Haman, wow! She's mashmeh me with the melech. So he was mamish samech v'toiv leiv. V'lo oid. He was always choshish. At the end of the day, Esther lived in Mordechai's house. We don't know where she was, which nation she came from, where he found her, which train station, or how he decided to adopt her. But the Maizah, she lived in Mordechai's house. So, with all the Xerah and everything else, maybe there's a Kesha between her and Mordechai. But now he sees that Esther only invited him to this Mishneh, this very private Mishneh. Obviously, he said, she doesn't like Mordechai, she likes me more than Mordechai. What a mistake, Mr. Haman. Abal Kalponim is another example of Rabbis Machshavis Belev Ish. Vatzas Hashem Yisokum. You're going to see this a lot now. Mistakes and mistakes. One. Vayesei Abayimahu Sameh V'toiv Lev. He was Namesh, this spitz of his simcha. V'chirois Haman Es Mordechai V'shah HaMelech V'loi Kam V'loi Zami Menu. So the Gaon, that when a person is in shpich simcha and he has a tsar, it's so dangerous it can give him a heart attack. So he was mamish in sakonas nefashos right now. The shock of being on one hand sameach v'toiv leiv and Mordechai wasn't invited and everything else, then he comes out and he sees Mordechai doesn't even move, doesn't blink, lo kam, lo zomim, no, he didn't blink in front of him. Mordechai is not goyris in kiuze, so the Gaon Meredik of all, the Gaon said, Al mahu soimich, what's he being bateach on? This Haman could not understand it. What's he being bateach? Of course not. He's an Amaleki, veloyer elekim. He's goyris everything. All tevatik ishtadlius that he understands, he's going to take. He will do all the maximum ishtadlus al piteva. Oh, but there's one thing he's not going to do. Lo Elohim. Mordechai told them, I'm a Yehudi. And they said, let's see if Yabdu Divrei Mordechai. And what was Mordechai Somech? Mordechai's operating, and Esther, on a whole different level. They're operating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he doesn't understand there is such a level. Hamahu Somech. What's he Boteach? Why doesn't he get up? Is Vayimole Haman on Mordechai Chema. Vayisapak Haman Vayovel Beiso. He controlled himself. He came home. Vayishlach Vayoves Oyavov Veserish Ishtoi. Interesting. Vayistois Zeresh Ishtoi is not Nichlan in Oyavov. But that we know he had a lot of Shalom Bais problems. So he called all these Chema together. Vayisap Elohim Haman Eskvoid Oshroi Veroiv Banov. Vayiskol Asher Gidlo Yamelech. All the covered the Ashiris Gidloy Amelah. That's Ashiris that he had. And Ves Asher Nisoy Alasorim is the covered that he had. Ve'avdei Amelah. Why did he do this? Says the Gaon. What is the trufa for a person in this matziv, in this dangerous matziv, to speak out all the chashivas, all the good things that you have? That'll calm you down. So that's what he did. He told them over. This is all therapeutic. All the chashuvah sachen he had. Vayomer Haman, af lo hevia Esther malkei amelech and amishnei she'asu zokim oisi. And she only brought me. I'm Mr. One, number one in the Medina. I'm Mr. Knacker. Vegam lemocha ani korula im amelech. And it's unbelievable. This man. He had so much. He had kol tov olam hazeh kimat. The only thing he didn't have, we'll see. One thing he didn't have. But everything else he had. Roiv, Oshroi, Bonov, everything. Covered, anything. V'chol zeh, einenu shoy ve'li, and none of this is worth anything. V'chol eis asher ani roi es Mordechai Yehudi Yoshe v'shar ha-melech. What? A mensch who's not someach with everything he has. He's not even mistapping with everything he has. Everything he has is not worth anything because one yid won't stand up with the fame. Pliatzuma, the Maisa. He has millions and millions and millions of dollars. a whole mafiosi of kids. Not a big nachas ruach for him. Covered like anything. Everybody else in the whole malchus bows down to him. I'll call upon him the Shara Menach. They're all bowing down to him. He's the Mr. Number One. The queen is inviting him tomorrow again to a special mishteh. He's Mamish Number One, and nothing is worth anything because this Mordechai won't bow down to him as a little human. The Bali Musa say, you see what Erlim Azeh is worth. It's all going to be garnished. A little bit of he covered ruins the whole of Erlim Azeh. Al Kolponim, this Hashchasa is going to destroy him. Mamish this Hashchasa. Why? We have the solution. What's the solution? Yasu eitz gavur chamishim amo, uvaboy keemer lamelech, v'yislo es Mordechai olam. Uvaboy, im amelech el amishte sameach. She said, you have to make a gallows which is going to be 50 amas high, so that they made a cheshbon, so it can be seen from the Beis Hamelech. Why? Because they were choshish, and when he goes tomorrow to the Mishteh, and he's going to be in this matzah of Simcha, and then he'll think about the fact that Mordechai didn't bow down. He wouldn't even see him because he's not in the Mishteh, but it just the trauma of Mordechai not bowing down will come back to him. In the middle of the Mishteh, he'll have that trauma. It'll be a sakana. What's the Eitzah? We'll kill Mordechai, but that's not going to be enough. He's got to have trauma treatment. The trauma is that he's got to be able to see Mordechai swinging from the gallows, from the window of the hall where he is in the Mishteh. So every time he thinks, Mordechai didn't bow down to me, are you? And look at him. Oh, there he is. Nochanigan. There he is swinging there. Let's have another thing. What did you say, Esther? Yeah. We think Mordechai. Keep him going. That was the cheshbon. Sa'acha hashchosa, amushchos shevi en kedugmosa. Payit avadov livnei homon bayaso eitz. What happened? One second, I've got another kasha. Mr. Homon. Wasn't it the whole point? Wasn't we didn't want to start up with Mordechai Levasa because it was a bizoy? You had to do the whole Klal Yisrael. Now all of a sudden you're going to him. Yeah, to the Melech, yeah, for Mordechai. When it was covered in the Melech, that's one thing. Now it's my covered. It's my personal cheshbon. Now he can go. This is unbelievable. Had he gone and been there unto the Melech and said the Melech, the Mordechai is not being Mekayim, the mitzvah some Melech, not bowing down, has covered Malchus, nothing to do with me, your Melech, your Highness, it's only the quote Malchus, he wouldn't have been in this whole blunter in the first place. And am I? But now he's going yet to.
Would he not have wanted to get rid of the decree now after this?
No, of course not. So No.
Well, he forgot the cherish of the.
No, he's not thinking so deep. He's not such a lambdin. Don't worry. But I know how. No, the notion as a melech. The poor melech. He couldn't sleep. Why? What could she want? What does she want? She risked her life. It must be something oyamanaira. What can it be that she needs to risk her life and she can't even say today and tomorrow she's going to say, what can it be? What can it be? Goodness knows what she's going to ask. And it's not that Ahasuerush is such a good tzaddik to give. What could she ask? Maybe I'm going to have to give something which I don't want to give. So what's he do? Vayomer lahav yisayf asichrein u'stivrei ayomim. Vayiyu nikroim lifnei amelech. So he says, bring the divrei ayomim. Let's see what there is. Vayimotzei kosuf. So vayimotzei kosuf. Vayimotzei is a passive. It was found. Was it found? Who brought the divrei ayomim? The son of Haman. He was the Shamas, Shamshai, his name was, he was the Shamas of the Melech. And he brought he opens up the Divrei Yomim, which page? The big Son of Eretz Yisrael issue, the whole thing about Mordechai. So he quickly turns over the page. He doesn't want to read that about Mordechai. So he starts reading about whatever the economic situation that happened a month ago. So then came a Malach and pushed the page like this. So then he turned it over like this. He kept on filling. What did we see? We didn't see any malachim. We see a wind. The wind comes, the wind blows the page like this. And he turns it over like this. And then it blows it like this. And he turns it over like this. So the menace screamed at him and says, read what it says on that page. The Vayimotze Kosov. Min HaShemayim, he had to say. And what did he have to say? The son of Haman had to say himself, Asher higid Mordechai al bigson of Aseres, Shlech Shlurisi HaMelech, Meshoyim Yassav, Sheh big Shlishlech Yod, B'melech HaChashverish. Oy, Gavalt. HaChashverish realized that this is Mordechai Malchus. Be'etzim, she can ask for the whole Malchus. Because Mordechai saved him, his whole life. His whole Malchus is only Bischus Mordechai. So he can ask, it's Mordechai Malchus. What's she going to ask for now? What schar you got to give to Mordechai? Gevalt, vayomer melech manase yekar ugdula leMordechai alze. What covered was done, and what gdula was done? What money was done? Vayomer nari amelech mashosim lenase imodava. Nothing. So Gevalt, what's going to be? Vayomer amelech nibechotzer. So he needs an eitzer. You think of an eitzer. Okay, who's in the chotzer? Vahoman ba the chatzah beis hamelech achitzoino leimah lamelech lislos is Mordechai lo eitzah sheichin loy. The first time Haman ever got up so early in his life, and he's coming right because they told him come very early. Why did they say early? She says uvaboike emah lamelech. Why early? Because Zeresh was choshesh amalekim choshesh for everything. She was choshesh. If he comes a bit later, maybe there'll be an oyhev of Mordechai there. And when he starts saying how bad Mordechai is, maybe somebody will defend Mordechai. So go early before anybody's there. Pukti's there right now when the melech says, Mi bechotze. And he's coming to hang Mordechai on the eitz. Asher heichin loy. What do you have to have heichin loy? Asher heichin. Alo eitz asher heichin. So in Chazal, loy heichin. Ve'etzem, min hashamayim, we know that this eitz will be prepared for himself. Am al kopalim, let's see. Vayomer nari amelech eilav, hinei homon, oimit bechotze. Vayomer amelech yavai. The melech was so happy. Who of all the people could be in the chotze, the best person possibly to ask his eitzah? Why? Because obviously he now knows what Esther wants. She wants a schar for Haman. For Mordechai. And who obviously is the next best friend of Mordechai? Haman. Because she invited Haman to the Mishneh, of which she's going to ask for Mordechai. It must be that Haman is also the, in the whole thing, that they're all that Haman wants the schar for Mordechai. That's poshut. Rabbi Zmachshom is Blevish. Hatzas Hashem Yisokum. What a mistake. Aval Kol Ponim, he was very happy. Vayomer Haman. Now, the melech's not going to say, what shall I do for Mordechai? That's the last thing. We're going to know what Haman's going to ask for. So what's he do? So he asks a general question. Theoretical question. Vayomer HaMelech. Ma laso is bo'ish. What covered should the melech give someone that he wants to give covered to? 1 second. What did he ask the Nare HaMelech beforehand on the night? He asked Ma Nase Yikar Ugdula. Yikar is covered, Gdula is riches. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu slipped the word Gdula out of his mouth. He didn't say Gdula. He said Yikar. Vayomer Haman Belivoy. Who can that be that the melech doesn't want to give riches to, only wants to give covered? That means somebody who gdula won't talk to him. He must have somebody who's got more money than anybody else, and the only thing that's missing is covered. Who can that be? Must be me. So Haman assumed that the Melech was talking about himself. Now, I told you he had kimat everything. But there's one shtikl kavod he didn't have. That's quote Malchus. Look at this mushchus. He's such a mushchus. Everything is about himself. And one second, Haman, hello, you came for a special mission about Mordechai. What's happened to the mission? Wait a second. There are things which are more important in life. If it's my kavod, Mordechai, so let's deal with my kavod first. We can write about Mordechai. Oh, what a mistake. And he is thinking beautiful. He's dreaming away there. This is his spitzgadlus. Lifnei sheva gone. This is his gadlus in his mind. It's never happened to him, but in his mind. This is the highest point he ever reached. Ish. Shemelech chofetz bikoroi. Yavir levush malchus. Shelovash by hamelech. Bring not the real thing, the one which the melech wore. Don't go to a store in LA and buy one of the fancy dresses. You're going to build the real royal stuff which the melech himself wore. Vesus, azeroch amalov hamelech. Don't just get out some other sus. No, the real one, the one the king wrote on. Vashenitan kese malchus baroshoi. It's a very funny logic, was it? Why did he say the kese malchus? They say what it means is the sus which the king rode on when the kesem, on the day of the coronation, when the kesem malchus was put on the head of the melech. Why? Because there was no havam in it that he could ever wear the kesem malchus. Kese is only the melech. So he didn't ask to wear the kese, but he should have everything else like the day of the coronation. There's a In England, there's a special golden coach, which is not pure gold, it's gold leaf on wood, which the queen, whoever it is, goes on the coronation. It's six horses, a ganz choshiva coach. She rode on it the 50th anniversary, maybe the 60th as well, I wasn't there for the 60th. But to be there the 50th anniversary, they had this whole show of Malchus. So the sus, Asher Roch Avoy HaMelech, was a special sus. Velosoid alavush vasus, he hasn't finished yet. Velosoid alavush vasus, aliad ish misore hamelech. Hapau to mean kvoid malchus. Has to be that one of the head sorim should give him the levush and dress him. Vilbishu eso ish, he shouldn't put it on himself. It's be malchustik. The sorim, should put on the ish asher hamelech chofetz bikoro. Virkivuhu al hasus birchoiv ha'ir. They take him round the city. V'karu lefadav kocha yaseh ha'ish. No ish asher ha'melech hafitz bikore. They should declare to everybody, this is what is done to the melech, to the menshu, the melech is chafitz, and is covered. This was his picture in his mind of himself. Ay, nebuch, poor old Haman. V'yoy v'ha'melech lahaman. Maher, kach, es alavush, ves asus, kashe dibarto, vaasechei, le Mordechai, ha Yehudi. Imagine the shock, the guy. Who? Mordechai. Mordechai, which Mordechai? He says, Mordechai Yehudi. There's lots of Mordechai. Mordechai is a very common name. Mordechai, ha Yehudi. Mordechai Yehudi is a very common Jewish name. There's lots of. Hayoshev, Bashar, Hamelech. That one. Al tapel dova, bikola, shedibarto. Now the Melech, says the Gaon, was besimcha atzuma for two reasons. One is kavod doesn't cost anything. What could Haman have asked for? And Haman is the Mordechai's best friend, obviously. So when Haman came out with this idea, it doesn't cost anything. Now when he comes to the Mishneh, he's going to be so happy. Why? Because whatever Esther will ask for, he'll say, well, Haman said, it was Haman's idea, and Haman said, this is the schar you give for somebody who the melech chofetz bikoroi. So I'm potter. And he says, go do it straight away. We've got to do it straight away. Now, he said, just dress the ish by one of the sorei, aparatimim. And since Haman was sab number one, that'll be even more covered than Haman said. So when they'll say we should do something for Mordechai, I'll say, listen, I was moisif on what you said. Not only did I gave you the you yourself should be mechabed Mordechai, That's more than anything. So he was so happy. Nebuch, Vayikach, Haman, Esalavush, Vesasus. What happened to his bakosha about Mordechai? He couldn't get it out of his mouth. Wasn't shaykh anymore to say that. So he has to go and do this. Vayikach, Haman, Esalavush, Vesasus, Vayalvesh, Es Mordechai. Vayarkiveyu, Birchoy, Vayir. And he took him round. Vayikra, Lefanov, Kacha. And he himself was forced to take Mordechai round. This is very, very important. You have to see why. In other words, this is the result of the Big Summer Seresh thing. I told you, Big Summer Seresh incident is vitally important. This Maisa here, this shtickle here, is vitally important. Why? At the end, Vayosha Mordechai El Shar HaMelech went back to the Shar HaMelech, back to his davening. Everybody knows that his daughter sees somebody walking around the town saying, everybody knows in the house of Haman that Haman had gone to ask to kill Mordechai. Obviously, before the killing Mordechai, the Melech had said that Mordechai has to take Haman round the town and be mefarsem saying that Haman is the Ish Asher HaMelech Hafitz Bikare. And the guy leading the person on the horse is obviously Mordechai. So she wanted to be Moisif in the bushes of Mordechai, so she threw out the shoifchin, the filthy water, on the guy leading the horse. And poor old Haman looks up. Who on earth threw that thing? She sees it was her father. She says, her father. They were Sofkosov Amalekim come from Esau. They still had Kibbutz. She jumped out of the window to commit suicide. She did such a thing to her father. She committed suicide in front of him, and he has to run home. Ovel v'chafui roish, filthy head, and Barbados. He saw his daughter die in front of him. What does he need this for? What do they have to have this for? Terence says, once they start going down, the Rosha is going to have worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. This is all the onshim to the Rosha. We're getting rid of this Rosha now. So he comes home. Vaisape homel zeresh ishtoi ulechol oyavov. Es kol asher karahu. Karahu? Why karahu? Abada. Amaleki. He says it's all mikre. Vayom ulei chachoma v'zeresh ishtoi. Now they suddenly became chachomim. They were before called oyavov. Says the God. But now they showed that they have a certain aspect of chachma. What's the chachma? The following. Im mizera hayudim Mordechai. If Mordechai, what do you mean? Im mizera. This is the yisod. If Mordechai is a yid, asher achilo salim po lefanov. Of course, he's a yid. What do you mean? This is a klal. If you started to fall, and it was such a strange thing that you went to the melech and to get him killed. And everything turned round, and you weren't able to kill him. And look what happened. You had to lead him round on the horse. Achilo selim po lefonov, loy suchaloy. Then that's a simon min hashomayim, they said. They understood the yisod. So simon min hashomayim, that's what they call chachomim. So simon min hashomayim, loy suchaloy, you cannot be misgabe on him. He no felti po lefonov, you were going to fall. Why? Because they knew a yisod. By Klal Yisrael, if they're oilim ad la shomayim. If they're yordim natachas la offer. Why? Because Klal Yisrael are not nefi the mazolis. Mazolis go a bit better and a bit worse. A bit better and a bit worse. There's a bottom where which they're not going to fall below, and there's a top which they can't go through. Yidin are not governed by mazolis. If yidin are choite and everything, then they fall down. They fall down ad la mato. You can tread on them. But if they go up, it's not a mazel. They're going up, Mikoach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kodosh Baruch Hu is taking them up. So they go, Ad LaShomayim, LaShkoch Ad LaShomayim. If it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking them up, Eloi, Sucha, Eloi, Yovel, Tipo, Lefono. Dva Chochma. So they told him, right now, go Miyad and chop the tree down, the gallows down. That's a danger. You cannot do anything now. You have to wait. And he said, no, it's all mikre, it's karohu, a true Amaleki. It's not Hashem, I don't goris anything, do me a favor, it was just mikre, just b'mikre, I just happened to come in, you just happened to say it, it just happened. And they said, no, you've got to take the gallows down. Oh, don't medabrim imoy. They were still speaking to him. They rushed him off to the Mishneh. Didn't even have time to wash his face, Lechaira. He came there, Lechaira, Chafoi Rosh. Lechaira wasn't able to change, you know? Maybe the Bederch, as quote Malchus, he was able to. Why does it have to be Vayavhiru? Because eventually they would have persuaded him. But, if they would have persuaded him, they would have taken the eights down. No, so they bring him out. The eights has to still be there. See, we need the eights there. On Shabbos, Shabbos, somebody darshened in our shul, and he was moist for good nekuda. That why didn't Zeresh now chop down the gallows? Because Haman had sent out the first letters. The first letters was Lios Ish Sora Bebesoi. Right. The husband has to be the balabas. He must not do anything without rishus of the husband. Haman said, "Don't shepherd the gallows." So she was scared because of the law of Haman. She was scared to take the gallows down. Maybe we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night. Mitzvah Hashem will carry on.